The new Chevy Silverado HD puts you in command. Own strength with its enhanced available Duramax 6.6-liter turbo diesel V8. Own the lake with its available advanced towing technology. And own technology with an available 13.4-inch diagonal touchscreen. The new Chevy Silverado HD. Own work, own play, own life. Learn more at Chevy.com. Find new roads. Chevrolet.
Leftovers. Or the DMV.
Number
97. Or house cleaning. Or
Chumba Casino always brings the fun. Play over 100 different games online for free from anywhere. You could redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. Live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of At the Rim. Coming up on this edition of the program, we'll preview Game 3 of the 2023 NBA Finals between the Miami Heat and the Denver Nuggets. Plus, we'll give you some audio from the press conference ahead of Game 3 between the Heat and the Nuggets as the series shifts to South Beach in Miami. That's all coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to At the Rim.
Get on top of it before they do. Every 24 minutes, tipped furniture or a falling TV sends an injured child to the emergency room. Preventing tip-over incidents is easy, inexpensive, and only takes 5 minutes. Learn how to secure your furniture and TVs to protect children at anchorit.gov.
Leftovers or the DMV
number 97
or house cleaning or Chumba Casino always brings the fun. Play over 100 different games online for free from anywhere. You could redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. Live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Leftovers. Or
Ch-ch-ch-chumba.
The DMV.
Number 97.
Or
Ch-ch-ch-chumba.
House cleaning. Or
Chumba Casino always brings the fun. Play over 100 different games online for free from anywhere. You could redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. Live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. So now We're setting the stage for Game 3 of the 2023 NBA Finals between the Miami Heat and the Denver Nuggets. Of course, the series is currently tied at one game apiece. And certainly, the Miami Heat pulled off a stunning victory in Game 2, winning 111-108. So as they say, that was then and this is now. So now we're setting the stage for Game 3 between the Nuggets and the Heat. So the series has now shifted from the Rocky Mountains to South Beach. That's right, Miami, Florida, sunny, hot, MIA, and I tell you what, party atmosphere, never a dull moment. And let's start off with the Denver Nuggets, and someone who has never provided a dull moment during this season, especially during this playoff run, in terms of addressing the media, is Nuggets head coach Michael Malone. And certainly, Coach Malone was asked about what happened in Game 2 and also the adjustments that are going to be made for Game 3. Here's Coach Malone talking to the media.
It's not just one player right now, whether it's Michael, Jamal, Aaron, Pope, Nicole, whoever. We have to be a lot more disciplined, a lot more urgent. And if you really want to simplify the first two games, in the first three quarters, we have dominated both games. The Miami Heat are dominated in the fourth quarter. They're averaging 33 points a game in the fourth quarter, shooting over 60% from the field in the fourth quarter, and over 50% from three. So we're up 8 going into the fourth quarter in Game 2. We're up 21 going into the fourth quarter of Game 1. And they opened up on a 15-2 run in that fourth quarter to take control of that game. So how can Michael help himself? How can everybody else help themselves? Communicate, be disciplined, and it starts with the defense. If we defend and rebound, we can get out and run. We had 18 fast break points in Game 2, 16 in the first half, and 13 in that second quarter. And obviously, as I mentioned, we're not getting any runouts in the fourth quarter because we're defending nobody. Yeah, I think it's important, you know, to remind us that, you know, just because we're playing at home and we're undefeated, you just can't show up and think that's going to continue. And, you know, coming off of a 4-game sweep against the Lakers, and that was a very hard-fought sweep. They were in every game. We had to fight for every game. So you have to find a way to turn a negative into a positive. You know, we had a really good film session this morning. I gave an opportunity for everybody on our team to speak and talk about what they saw in the film. And it was a very honest conversation. And guys owned what they needed to own. But we have to learn from Game 2 and use it to our advantage, to your point, Tim. And what I know about our group is for years now, we've handled adversity very well. And I have no doubt that tomorrow night we'll be a much more disciplined, urgent team for 48 minutes.
All right, that audio courtesy of the NBA and the Denver Nuggets. So you heard Denver Nuggets head coach Michael Malone just talking about what the Nuggets need to do to come into Game 3 and to try to get a victory. They have to be disciplined. They have to be focused. They've got to be headstrong. And they lost the focus. They lost the discipline, especially in that fourth quarter and losing to the Heat in Game 2. And certainly Coach Malone says they got to have the discipline. They got to have the focus. Also on top of that, he also mentioned that they have to get better on the defensive side. They're going to make things happen on the offensive front, but defensively, they've got to make it happen if they have a chance to at least take one down in South Beach in Miami. So you heard from Nuggets head coach Michael Malone. Now let's hear from the Joker, Denver Nuggets center Nikola Jokic.
I mean, I think just playing basketball, I think I don't have inspiration from other athletes or whatever. I admire him and admire them and respect them, but you know, it's a different sport and it's really cool to meet them or whatever, but I don't have any inspiration from them. Does it make any sense? I don't know. The other people are saying that I'm just trying to play the game and reading the game. So other people talk about me like that, but for me it's just a random basketball or whatever, reading the game. Yeah, I mean, the fans are really coming to the games and bringing the flags and cheering my name and just talking to me on my language. So I think that's really cool. Just to see how many Serbians are on the road and they're still coming and bringing the flag and cheering for me. I think that's really really nice, and it's nice to play in front of them. So I think that's really cool. Yeah, I mean, we're gonna see it tomorrow. Did we respond? Are we gonna respond well or not? That's the answer.
All right, that audio is courtesy of the NBA and the Denver Nuggets. So Nikola, at the beginning of the soundbite, was asked a question about drawing inspiration from professional athletes, and the reporter asked him about that. He said, no, he doesn't draw any inspiration from any professional athletes. He's just a self-starter, a person that can be inspired by himself. And if anything, he's inspired by his family and some of his closest friends. And also some important information to pass along in that soundbite, he was asked about the Serbian community, his heritage, him being born and raised in Serbia. And he says that he's really proud that the Serbian community has supported him and they continue to support him during this playoff run that the Nuggets are on. And he also mentioned about the adjustments needed to be made for Game 3, and particularly not only staying consistent on the offensive side, but most importantly, tightening up on the defensive and the rebounding side as well. So you heard from Nikola Jokic. Now we're going to hear from Michael Porter Jr. Man, Michael had a solid Game 1, but he really struggled in Game 2. He only had 5 points. Here's Michael talking to the media.
Yeah, me personally, I mean, I think intensity and energy wasn't where it needed to be for me personally, or really the team as a whole. You know, we could talk about the mistakes that we had defensively, but really it's about intensity. There's stuff we got to clean up. Like, they're a really good team. They're doing some actions that are hard to guard. So our communication has to be on point. But really, I think that's the main things. I think communication, because those defensive lapses can make it look like we're not playing hard because they get open shots. But really, we just need to be locked into what we need to be doing, the coverages. Yeah, I mean, I think we knew we let an opportunity go in that Game 2. And we just wanted to see what happened, hold each other accountable, and also just talk through everything, because as much as it is energy and effort, like, we're playing a great team, so we got to give them credit and see areas where we can attack them better and guard them better. Yeah, I mean, it's cool. We're on a big stage. We're in a big moment. Try not to make it too big, you know, still at the end of the day, it's just a basketball. So try not to make it as big as everyone else tries to make it. Just view it as, you know, I'm a part of a good team. Our team just needs to view it as we're in this together, try to do something special. So we kind of block out all the noise, but it is cool knowing that we're able to play in front of so many people, inspire so many people. I really think you're going to hear, there's distractions out there. You're going to hear the noise. But at the end of the day, you have to just, not back down from the moment. We all know it's a big moment. I think we're just trying to be locked in and stay as poised and as in the moment as possible, and not let it get too big. So that's all I mean by that. But we definitely know it's big. And, yeah, we just got to try to limit the noise and just until we get this thing done, just keep it as small as possible.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the NBA and the Denver Nuggets. So you heard MPJ, Michael Porter Jr., in that soundbite. One of the things he was asked about was the stage being too big for him and his team. And you heard what MPJ said. He said, no, I mean, so far so good. He's confident in coming into any situation that this NBA final stage is not too big for him and his teammates. And he also again talked about adjustments that needed to be made in Game 3, especially on his behalf, continuing to shoot those shots, continuing to not give up. If a shot's not going in, if you're open, continue to attempt those shots. And also he mentioned about the defensive side, how the Nuggets and himself included, they need to tighten up on the defensive front. So that was the soundbite from Michael Porter Jr. And now let's hear from Denver Nuggets guard Jamal Murray. Again, Jamal had a chance to tie the game and to send it into overtime in Game 2 a couple of days ago. The shot did not go through. Miami winds up winning by 3. So now Jamal had a lot to say in his soundbite. So here's Jamal addressing the media.
Mentality is the same. I've seen a lot of defenders throughout my career. Jimmy's a good defender. Got great hands, anticipation. Obviously, he's a little taller than me. I'm not gonna tell you how to beat it, but I got my ways. Just gotta keep him guessing, keep him working. You know, just because he's on me doesn't mean I can't be a part of the play or not put pressure on the defense. I thought I had some really good looks throughout the game, just missed them. That's all I got. Yeah. No, if you watch the first quarter, first 3 minutes of the first quarter last game, it was all our mistakes. You know, if they go small, we didn't switch it and led to open three. I think it happened twice. They got two threes, and then I think Gabe hit a pull-up between me and KCP. We didn't switch. You know, so, like, those are all our mistakes. Those are all our doings. As bad as we played in the first quarter, we're down three at the end of it. As bad as we played to start the third, I'll forget, but we're up by a little bit. You know, so, like, it's just putting together 48 minutes. It has nothing to do with tightness. We're not playing well, and we were still in control of the game, it felt like. We just got to be able to, like I said, put together 48 minutes and trust each other down the stretch, you know, so... making shots is one. I thought my aggressiveness is fine. You know, aggressiveness is not just shooting the ball. You know, if I'm getting downhill and making a pass to another guy that's open, then that's me being aggressive. So I think some games call for different types of plays. You know, so I remember the Lakers series was up and down. Guys were flying. Off stops. Phoenix, both teams were running and gunning. This series is more of a execution defensive game, and we gotta, you know, stay spaced and stay organized and be more deliberate in our offense and in our defense what we're trying to take away. You know, so it's a team sport. It's not really about me, but you know, I was aggressive in making my drives and making my reads off rebounds, pushing the ball in transition, so just taking my spots and not forcing. Thought I had some good looks that didn't go down, but like I said, we could have played a lot better. We could have played a lot better and got the job done. We just had some lapses that we had to come back from, and that didn't help us. Keep shooting. I'm gonna keep running plays for him, especially during the game, just so you can see one go in. But we want to keep shooting and play aggressive, not just shoot the ball, but be aggressive. If it's not there, you know, go to the rim. Pass it open, pass it. You know, so. I think he'll be fine. You know, Mike's a next shooter, next shot mentality kind of guy. I think he'll be fine, and I'll find a way to get him going in game three. I think I haven't really... Probably just talking to my family, just realizing where we came from and how much work it took to get here. Just realizing the opportunity, and I'll probably see my family, my dad, all my friends back home. You know, everybody's supporting... from my hometown, especially a small place called Kitchener, just to take advantage of the opportunity. That this is something that personally I've been dreaming about as a kid, so I think that's the one that's resonated the most in realizing the opportunity. We've always been a resilient team, you know, we've always had that, and we've always had that chemistry. That's one of our biggest advantages, is our chemistry and how long we've been playing together, the continuity that we have, the reads that we make on the fly, no matter what the defense is doing. I'd say just as long as we stay together and have that bounce back mentality, we'll be fine. You know, we've been in positions like this before. I mean, it's the first loss in seven games, I think. So, like, we're not doing a bad job. We just got to refocus, sharpen the mentality, and, like I said, be more deliberate on both ends of the floor, and we'll be fine.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the NBA and the Denver Nuggets. So at the beginning of the soundbite, you heard Jamal just talking about that the adjustments that need to be made for game three, not just on the offensive side, but also tighten up on the defense as well. Jamal also was asked about Michael Porter Jr. in game two and his struggles. And Jamal said, listen, we're going to continue to pass him the ball. If we pass him the ball, and if he's open and he's got a shot, shoot it. I mean, Jamal just was clear cut and straight and to the point about that. They're not going to keep MPJ out of the game, even though he struggled in game two. Jamal said, look, if we pass him the ball and he's open and he wants to take that shot, Let him take the shot. Keep shooting until he gets red hot. And then Jamal was just also talked a little bit about he was asked a question about how does he maintain his composure and just to stay grounded on this big stage. And he just talked about the love and support from his family and his closest friends back home in Kitchener, Ontario, Canada. And he talked just towards the end of the soundbite about his hometown of Kitchener and just representing the people back in his hometown in Canada. And then he just talked about that game three, they're going to come out with a vengeance. They're going to come out a much different team. Hopefully with the adjustments that they've made, they'll be able to put it to work, execute the plan, and get ready for game three. And then the last soundbite that you're going to hear from the Denver Nuggets is forward Aaron Gordon. Aaron got off to a red-hot start in game one, and he cooled off in game two, but Aaron is looking to make those adjustments and to try to have a better game three. Here's Aaron addressing the media.
It's up there, man. It's top five. This spot gets rocking.
I mean, you know, watching D-Wade go through his run, watching Bronny and them go through their run. It was some iconic moments. Ray Ray hitting the tray. Yeah, definitely feeling a little bit better. Feeling a little under the weather towards the end of that last game. Feeling better now. I'm extremely confident in this group of guys. We bounce back all year long. We do a good job correcting and making adjustments, and I'm excited to play. It's a really, really smart ball club. They read the game very well. They have guys that can do a multitude of things. They make you play for an entire 24, and they make you play through 48 minutes a game, and that's not usually, like, that's not typical for an NBA team, you know. So just guarding through the entire shot clock and guarding through the entire game is going to be really important. I kiss my jersey. I kiss the front of my jersey and the back of my jersey. I kiss them, thankful for the organization, and just thankful for my family as well.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the NBA and the Denver Nuggets. At the beginning of the soundbite, Aaron was asked about the energy at playing in Miami. Of course, you know, Aaron started his career playing for another Florida team, the Orlando Magic, and so he's had some great memories of playing in that arena in Miami. And he just talked about the energy and how Miami is very lit. It's always fascinating, and it's always just, it's like a big party. It's just one of those festive, one of those rocking environments that Aaron was mentioning. He also talked just about what they need to do for game three, the adjustments that were made. And again, he just kind of spoke on what Coach Malone and what Nikola and what Jamal and MPJ was talking about, just getting better on the defensive side and getting the rebounds and not being afraid to take those shots. And just Aaron, again, sharing the same sentiment as all of the other Nuggets had talked about, just doing what they need to do to be prepared for game three. All right, when we come back from the break, we're going to hear from some of the Miami Heat players, including head coach Eric Spoelstra. That's coming up after the break. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to At the Rim.
Get on top of it before they do. Every 24 minutes, tipped furniture or a falling TV sends an injured child to the emergency room.
Preventing tip over incidents is easy, inexpensive, and only takes 5 minutes. Learn how to secure your furniture and TVs to protect children at anchorit.gov.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Leftovers. Or.
Ch-ch-ch-ch-chumba.
The DMV.
Number 97.
Or.
Ch-ch-ch-chumba.
House cleaning. Or.
Chumba Casino always brings the fun. Play over 100 different games online for free from anywhere. You could redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. Live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Modern life is noisy. Noise is everywhere. Excessive noise is harmful, linked to sleep deprivation, hearing loss, and heart disease. Should noise be the price we pay for progress? Actually, no. Many noise sources have quieter options. Gas-powered landscaping equipment is obsolete, with battery-powered options greatly reducing noise and air pollution. Audible car alarms are obsolete, with vehicle immobilizers and GPS tracking providing silent anti-theft technologies. Quieter backup warning sounds are available, and adjustable directional sounds are less intrusive. So what can you do to reduce noise levels? Talk to store and building managers about safe sound levels. Work with elected officials and the police to strengthen noise enforcement. Join Noise Free America, a coalition to promote quiet.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. Okay, so you heard from the Denver Nuggets players, including head coach Michael Malone. Now it's time to hear from the home team for the next two games, in games 3 and 4, the Miami Heat. And I'll tell you one thing, for game 2, head coach Eric Spoelstra made the adjustments, and guess what? They were very successful in those adjustments, as they had the keys to victory to tie the series up at one game apiece, beating Denver 111-108 to take game 2. So with the series currently tied at one game apiece, here's Miami Heat head coach Eric Spoelstra talking about what needs to be done for them, for Miami, to get a victory in game 3.
Yeah, it's an art, not a science, right? There's no perfect formula to that. There's no perfect book. We know our group. They live on the razor's edge. You know, there's an edginess to this group. The on button is usually on, and I think we've found, you know, better ways, more productive ways in the moments in between, just to not exhale, not to relax, but just to recharge, get our minds off of that. You know, so that you can gear up the next day emotionally, physically, spiritually, all of those things. It's tough to always be like on that on button. And this group, you know, has shown a maturity level to be able to handle both. And we'll see, you know, tomorrow night. But in a moment like this, yeah, I want our guys relaxing. And when they get out of here, I'd love for them to get their minds off of it. I know how they all are. They want to, you know, be like that all the time. He's a two-way basketball player, and he does so many winning things. that I think, unfortunately, when you view maybe a 56-point game, everybody on the outside views that he has to do that every game to impact winning.
Third row.
He understands the levers that contribute to winning. And he's doing it on both sides of the floor. He has an incredibly tough cover defensively. That matters. Offensively, I still think we just have a great place where everybody feels settled. Like, if your role players and everybody can step in and start playing great, it's usually because they feel a confidence level from the best players, and that's Jimmy and Bam. They infuse all of our guys, you know, to be aggressive. And the way they defend, they're prioritizing protecting the paint against him. So he has to make the right reads. And then down the stretch, those were his best moments, and that's really key for us, you know, when you're in those close games. But he made, you know, whatever, how many points he had in the last 6 minutes, but his fingerprints were all over the game down the stretch. Murray's just an electric, you know, playoff performer. It's not just Jimmy. You know, Jimmy will shapeshift. He's going to be on a lot of different guys in this series. That's just the way it goes, and he embraces all of those challenges. He'll be on 1 through 5 at some point. And Murray will draw second defenders, third defenders. You have to pick him up, you know, beyond the three-point line, and he's ignitable, you know, as we saw in that fourth quarter. He can do it in a lot of different ways against a lot of different coverages. So you have to have some strong habits that you've developed over the course of the season.
All right, that audio courtesy of the NBA and the Miami Heat. So Coach Bolstra, just at the beginning of the soundbite, just talked about his team just having that grit, having that heart, that determination, that never-say-die attitude. And that's certainly that's what's carried them throughout really the second half of the season and going into this playoff run, and which is why the Miami Heat are currently in the NBA Finals. He also talked about Jimmy Butler, and he said that Jimmy – it's classified as a guard, but Jimmy is more of a two-way player, which means that he plays shooting guard, but he also plays small forward. And he just admired Jimmy's toughness, his leadership skills. And Coach Bolstra also just talked about being in front of the home crowd in Miami for these next two games, specifically for game 3 that's going to be coming up. Coach Bolstra excited about being in Miami, with the series shifting over to South Beach, and definitely is going to feed off of that energy from the crowd. And speaking of energy, someone that couldn't get the energy right in game 1, but someone that picked it up a bit in game 2, Miami Heat guard Max Strus. Here's Max talking to the media.
I love it here. Walking outside every day. The weather is phenomenal, but I will say the fan support we've had during this playoff run has been huge. They've been phenomenal. They've showed up every single night we've been home, and even when we're on the road, we've seen the videos of families, fans walking the streets, banging pots and pans every time we win. It's pretty special to feel that love from them, and can't wait to play in front of them tomorrow night. Keep shooting. I work too hard to give up on myself at this point. I've missed a lot of shots in my life, in my career. I'm not going to let that stop me from shooting and doing what I do. I get paid to do this, and I do this for a living, so I'm going to keep shooting every time I'm open. Yeah, I think my first day. Just kind of how we go about our business, how they trust in the work. They trust in people preparing themselves and putting in work behind closed doors. I mean, that's everything I've done in my career to get to where I am. Continue to work hard through all the ups and downs, and just keep pushing. That's really it. And they really strive on that here and push you to work harder. And I've just been built like that. So, ever since the first day I got here, I've just felt a special connection and a strong love for this organization. Yes. I mean, I think we keep backing it up. We keep showing and proving ourselves over and over again, even when people don't do it themselves. So we believe in each other. We believe in ourselves. And that's really all that matters to us.
All right, that audio courtesy of the NBA and the Miami Heat. So at the beginning of the soundbite, Max was asked – does he like Miami? What does he like about Miami? What does he like about the Heat fans? And you just mentioned at the beginning of the soundbite that he loves being in the city of Miami. He loves the culture. He loves the attitude of the fans. He loves the enthusiasm of the Heat fans. And he says he along with the rest of his team, they feed off of that energy. And Max was just also talking about not giving up in terms of not finding his shot. If the ball is passed to him and he's open, he's going to attempt the shot. So Max just also talked about in that soundbite about continuing to not give up on himself, even though if the shots aren't going through immediately. And he also talked about the Heat culture and what he loves about the Heat culture, just the toughness, the pedigree, the work ethic, the take no prisoners attitude that not only has head coach Eric Spoelstra has brought to the table, but also president of the team, Pat Riley, along with the owner of the team, Mickey Arison, and also Alonzo Mourning being in the front office. So he mentioned about that. And he also just talked about the group of guys that he's currently playing with. He just says it shows the toughness that they bring to the table, that they've brought it all season long, and it's gotten them to this point, which is where Miami's currently at in the NBA Finals. And speaking of one of those guys that has brought the toughness and brought the representing the Heat culture very well, Miami Heat guard Gabe Vincent. Here's Gabe addressing the media.
Yeah, no, I love Miami in general as a city. The people, the culture, the food, you name it. It's kind of like its own little country, to be honest. It's very unique in that way. Yeah, I mean, I think we're our depth, I think, is definitely a strength of ours. And it's been someone different pretty much every game in this playoffs in terms of our supporting cast that has a game or plays well. So, you know, all of our guys are capable. And, you know, when they get their moment, they usually step up. The day I walked through the doors, I think just a lot of what the culture represents and signifies is matches who I am as a person, matches my character. So I think it was a little easier for me to assimilate to the quote-unquote culture. And although it isn't for everybody, I think it is for me.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the NBA and the Miami Heat. So, again, at the beginning of the soundbite, Gabe was asked about the city of Miami. Has he enjoyed his experience being in the MIA so far? And Gabe was just saying, as you heard in the soundbite, he loves Miami. He loves the city. He loves the culture. The food is amazing. He was also just asked about his team, and he just said that he loves playing with these group of guys. He enjoys the toughness and the work ethic and the energy that they've brought to the table, especially during this playoff run for the Heat. And he said that he wouldn't want to be anywhere else but playing for the Miami Heat. He was also asked about Heat culture, and he said that Heat culture is not for everyone, but hey, if it's for you, it's for you. And certainly it's been for Gabe Vincent so far, because every year he's improved his play, and certainly the Heat culture brings about the work ethic and the perseverance and the dedication, and certainly Gabe Vincent has bought into the Heat culture for quite some time. And speaking of someone that's bought into the Heat culture for a long time is Miami Heat center Bam Adebayo. Here's Bam talking to the media.
Best advice I've gotten, I think it was In the bubble, D-Wade called UD on FaceTime, and I was in the room, obviously, and he was like, hey, man, let me talk to a young fellow. He said the biggest thing about the finals is really embrace and cherish the moment, because they do not come around often. It's not one of those things where you be like, all right, I'm going to just get here next year, because it's not that easy. Teams change, players change, coaches change. So really embrace that moment. I would say Duncan has definitely evolved into he can put the basketball on the floor now. He feels comfortable doing that. He feels comfortable making plays for other people. And obviously, he's one of the best shooters in the league. When he ignites, when he gets on fire, it's hard to stop Duncan Robinson. I mean, he's been to how many finals at this point? So he's seen everything but the win. So, you know, him being in those moments, him cherishing those moments, I feel like he's comfortable here. You know, he isn't making anything up. He isn't trying to figure it out with this, that, and third. Like, he's been through so much with so many other great players that, you know, I feel like he settles in these moments. This is when he really gets comfortable. It's when he doesn't get really rattled. And it's when he comes up with the game plan for us to be successful. I mean, we both have something on the line, which is a championship. So, obviously, it's going to be a fight. But, you know, he's a great player. You know, he's a two-time MVP, and you respect that. I mean, I'm expecting it to be, you know, every time we make a layup free throw, three, it'd be an avalanche of noise. And obviously when we get stops, you know, for us, we've seen what this city looks like when it's been in the finals. So, you know, it's good to have the opportunity to be back in front of these fans and have this opportunity. I mean, how his he can go through two or three coverages and figure it out in a matter of, you know, up and down, and he's already read the game, you know, reading the game. And so the biggest thing for us is switching up the coverages and having them see different looks.
All right, that audio courtesy of the NBA and the Miami Heat. So Bam Adebayo, some of the points that he made in the soundbite, he was talking about Nikola Jokic and just was giving the two-time league MVP his props on how in an amazing player he is, and he just talked about what's it like defending him. And Bam says it's been a challenge, and certainly Nikola, you know, when you've watched him play for quite some time, you know he's just a unique player with a unique skill set, and that's just what some of the points that Bam touched on in the soundbite. He also talked about how the city of Miami and that arena is going to be rocking for Game 3 in this NBA Finals series. He also talked about the adjustments that were made to get the victory in Game 2 and how they can look to continue that momentum going, taking that momentum and having it for Game 3. All right, and speaking of, Bam was just talking about veteran leadership. Somebody that's provided veteran leadership and championship experience for the Miami Heat is guard Kyle Lowry. Here's Kyle talking to the media.
Yeah, I don't know if it's I think being at home in general, sleeping in your bed, you know, being able to do the things at home that you're comfortable with, you know, getting home cooked meals, all that's benefits it. But the benefit of the crowd is no matter what, they're going to be behind you. They're going to give you energy. They're, you know, if you, the other team's on a run, they're going to give you a little boost, right? You know, the other team, if you're on a run, it's going to be a crazy boost. And I think just the overall, you know, energy for your team and your group, it will give you a little bit of a lift, but it won't win you the game because you still got to go out there and hoop. So, but it will give you some type of, you know, good feeling. I love that, that chant, and then the swag surf and, Hey, you in here next, bro? He left. All right. No, it's just, you know, I think just we have a different vibe here. And, you know, I mean, the vibe down here is just awesome, man. When it gets going in here, it's really like a party. And you got to enjoy it. You know, you enjoy the music. They sing with you. They sing along. It's just a great, great place to be. And the fan base is unbelievable. And I'm sure tomorrow is going to be nuts in here. And I'm looking forward to it. Well, my first year, I didn't learn much. I mean, I was around the team, but I got injured. And, you know, I think the second year just playing all 82 was, like, huge for me, you know, coming back from injury. But I think the thing about longevity is figuring out how to adapt, take care of your body, understand, you know, what an NBA season is, understanding how to train in the off season. Understanding how to eat, how to make sure you get your rest and recovery, and being able to, you know, adjust who you are and grow, you know, mature-wise, right? Because at the end of the day, you know, there's going to be times where you're going to be here, and then you're going to go up, and you're going to go up, and then at this point in my career, you're getting, you know, there's a lot of people that just kind of level off, and you got to be able to have the humility to be able to say you got to work at different things and be willing to accept different roles in different situations in different times. And right now, at this time of the year, I'm just happy to be able to have a guy like Gabe be the starting point guard and plan the way he's playing and be able to talk to him and help him as much as I can. That's big for me, you know, just being able to help him and also being a guy that can see the game from, you know, a different aspect to start the game off the bench and then give him my takes and then come in there and do what I can do to help the team.
All right, that audio courtesy of the NBA and the Miami Heat. So Kyle Lowry and that soundbite just talking about some very interesting things. He brought up some important information, brought up some interesting points in that soundbite. The first thing he talked about was the home cooking and being in Miami, just talking about the home court advantage and how it's going to mean something to a certain degree, but you still got to go out and handle your business where it matters the most, which is being on the court. Like as Kyle said, that home cooking and the home court advantage won't mean anything if you're not out there hooping, right? So he mentioned that. And he also was asked just about the city of Miami. And he says that he really enjoys being in the city of Miami, just the energy, talking about the crowd at that arena doing the swag surfing and the chant with the white stripes. And so on and so forth. But he was just talking about the energy of the crowd in Miami. He also was asked a very interesting question about his longevity and how he continues to put the work in and game out. And you heard what he said. It just boils down to the training, the nutrition, the work ethic, just being detailed about everything, the rest and recovery. And that's what has made Kyle Lowry so special and what continues to make him so special. And then he talked about just coming off of the bench and letting Gabe Vincent do his thing as being the point guard for the Miami Heat. So it's been a transition, but like Kyle was saying, another test to his longevity is being adaptable, moving around, you know, being able to be shifted just a little bit, being able to pivot and, you know your role and still make an impact. And certainly Kyle Lowry continues to make an impact, not just in the NBA, but most importantly for the Miami Heat. And speaking of making an impact, Jimmy Butler. Yeah, what can you say about Jimmy, right? Playoff Jimmy buckets. Jimmy was okay in game one, but he really stepped up his level of play in game two. Here's Jimmy talking to the media.
Yeah, I mean, Bam's been playing incredibly well this entire playoffs. For sure this series. And this one, he got, like, the toughest matchup by far on the defensive side of the ball. And he plays with so much energy. He never takes a possession or a playoff. So you got to really respect him for that. And then on the offensive end, he's doing everything for us. So we need him to continually be that. He has been that for us all year long. And like I said, he's going to be the reason why we win the championship. I don't know, but I'm grateful for Tyler Junior College. Taught me a lot about the game of basketball. I don't know. I had so much belief in myself, not to say that I would be up here talking to y'all in the finals, but I just knew I could be a really good basketball player, maybe make a little bit of money doing basketball overseas. And they taught me a lot at Tyler Junior College about the game of basketball. And then, you know, go to Marquette for 3 years. I think JUCO just so happened to be, like, the best thing for me. And I couldn't tell you that at the time. It was frustrating that I wasn't playing Division I basketball. But my goodness, I got so much love for Tyler Junior College. Yeah, it's always a blessing to be able to play in the finals, for sure, in front of, like, a heckling away crowd. But I'm so happy for this city of Miami, this organization. They deserve to be in the finals. They deserve to win the finals and win a championship. And we will do everything in our power to make that happen. But I just know that the energy in there is going to be unmatched. It has been throughout this entire playoffs run, and even in the regular season. So I know they're going to show up. I know they're going to show out. And I know we're going to do the same. I don't know. I don't have too many bad things to say about any organization, any player that I play with. I know that the guys that we have here fit that mold to the T. Everything that they do here is about winning. It's not about anything else. And so we ride with that. We think about that. Nobody really thinks about the past or where they have been or the future where they might be. I think the best part about this squad, this time, is we're in it for right now, every single day, and that's what that Heat culture is about. No, everybody that walks through this door or a part of this organization, you know, past, present, for sure the future, you have to buy in to everything that we're about here, which is about one another, not about you, and about winning. If you can do that, you can handle all of that, you're going to flourish here. And each one of the guys on this roster, everybody in this organization, front office, all the way down the line, it's about somebody else and it's always about winning. I think I've done great. I think I've done what I've needed to do to get us to 1-1. I hope it was 2-0 in our favor. It is not. I don't pay attention to stats. I'm not going to lie. I've said that all along. As long as we win, everybody's playing great. If we lose, and I hope we don't do that too often, everybody can blame me for whatever reason. I'm not worried about it, but nobody can blame anybody for anything whenever we win, so that's all that we focus on. It's always D-Wade just telling me to be myself and be who I am, create my own story, and go out there and compete and do what you love to do, and that's win. He's been in my corner for a very long time now. I'm very grateful. He is a huge reason why I'm here. I don't like to be compared to that guy, but the one thing that I do want to be like him is a champion, so that's what I got to go do.
All right, that audio courtesy of the NBA and the Miami Heat. So some points that were mentioned, some important points that were mentioned in the soundbite. You heard Jimmy talk about Tyler Junior College. Tyler Junior College was the place where Jimmy Butler played 1 year of junior college basketball before he transferred over to Marquette to play his college basketball career, his Division I basketball career. So he was forever grateful to Tyler Junior College for giving him that opportunity to start his collegiate basketball career and using it as a springboard for him to get to Marquette University. Also, some important points to pass along in a soundbite. Jimmy said that he doesn't pay attention to the numbers and he doesn't pay attention to the stats. He's just worried about winning, and he's proud of his team thus far, and he loves the group of guys that he's playing around. Again, the guys such as Bam Adebayo, such as Duncan Robinson, also playing along guys such as Gabe Vincent, just to name a few. And certainly Jimmy says that he's proud of his guys, and he just hopes that they can continue this momentum going into Game 3 in this 2023 NBA Finals Series. And towards the end of the soundbite, Jimmy talked about just talking to Dwayne Wade. Dwayne Wade gave him some advice in terms of preparing for this NBA Finals series. And Jimmy also just added saying that he wants to carve out his own legacy. He wants to have his name up there along with those great Heat greats before it's all said and done. So this should be an interesting game as the series shifts from Denver to Miami for Game 3. It's going to be fun. It's going to be an exciting series. And, hey, I think, in my opinion, we're just getting started. All right, before we get on out of here, some news to pass along to you. Adrian Griffin was formally introduced to the media today as the head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks. So, again, congratulations to Adrian Griffin on becoming the new head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks. And also being formally introduced to the media today is new Phoenix Suns head coach Frank Vogel. So, again, congratulations to Frank Vogel on becoming the new head coach of the Phoenix Suns. And, again, congratulations to Adrian Griffin on being the new head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks. And that's going to do it for another exciting edition of At the Rim. Until next time, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson saying so long, and you take care of yourselves.